Third Base Brewery is a presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program at the corner of Blairs Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by. They're locally owned and operated. When you're at Third Base, you're practically home. Great show coming up for you to take you through the 3 o'clock hour. We're going to talk Preakness with Barry Abrams. Get a preview of that, which runs on Saturday in Baltimore. Also, we're going to talk to Dave Koken from Las Vegas. Plenty to get into, including the hockey playoffs, the basketball playoffs, and a whole lot more. We'll tell you what's happening at the PGA at Bethpage Black, and also get you an update on what's happening at State Track. We've got Race to Win to play, and we got a $30 gift card to Osteds Golf Cedar Rapids to give away as well. It's all coming up on the Gym Class on KGYM. And welcome into this Thursday edition of the Gym Class. A warm one out there. 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producers. We take you through the 3 o'clock hour here today. As I mentioned, presented by Third Base Brewery. A lot to get to on the show. 101st PGA Championship. Quite a bit into the first round right now. And like a lot of people thought it would be, it's everybody chasing Brooks Koepka at this point. A course record, 63 today, minus 7. 7 birdie, no bogey round at Bethpage Black. I was talking to a few people. We were giving our predictions as to what the winning score would be. I said 8 or 9, and it still may end up 8 or 9. Koepka just played out of his mind today, and he's playing that well in the majors. If he wins, this would be his 4th in the last 9, I believe, as far as major championships. He was amazing today.
Yeah, he really was. Made some long putts. You can't expect him to do that every day, but if he continues to play well, a couple under par each day, he's going to run away with this thing. Right now, a 2-stroke lead over Danny Lee, who is on the course. Danny Lee has 4 holes remaining. He's at 5 under. And then Tommy Fleetwood at 3 under, and then a group tied for 4th at minus 2.
Including the Frenchman, Mike Lorenzo Vettera.
Never heard of him. And after tomorrow, you probably will never hear from him again. But 2 Cedar Rapidians playing in the 101st PGA. One of the first groups off today included Jeff Schmid, teaching pro at Brown Deer in Coralville. He qualified by way of finishing in the top 20 and the PGA Club Professionals Championship last week. And not so good for Jeff, as you might expect from a club teaching pro who doesn't play a great deal. Jeff Schmid shot 81 today, double bogeying his last hole. Zach Johnson, 2-time major winner, is on his 9th hole of the day. He is facing a 19-foot birdie putt on the 18th hole. Zach right now, 2 bogeys, 1 birdie, plus 1 on the tournament. Again, playing his 9th hole of the day. Tiger Woods, as you've heard, since he finished, plus 2, 72 today. And really,
which included could an have eagle.
Could have been a whole lot worse, no question about it. But up on the leaderboard, Jordan Spieth at minus 2 on the course. Ricky Fowler, minus 1. Matt Kuchar up there at minus 1. Phil Mickelson on the course right now.
Hit a fairway.
How about that?
A couple of minutes ago, he hit the 9th.
So scores by and large, there's only, let's see here.
Only 16 players
under par, yeah.
Out of, 156. Mm-hmm. This is a tough golf course. And you throw out what Brooks Koepka did earlier today, and it's a pretty good tournament. Still is going to be a good tournament. Remember, a couple of majors back, Dustin Johnson. Well, was that at Belrive? Or I know it was last year. It was last year. Dustin Johnson was lapping the field after 2.5 rounds and then didn't end up winning. So this thing is far from over. But Koepka, if he keeps this up, he's not going to lose this. He's got the length to do it. He's got the putting stroke. Good iron play out there, and he's just as solid as they come right now, and he put on a clinic today in the same group as Tiger Woods.
He did indeed, and obviously those guys will go out later tomorrow, as will Jeff Schmid from Coralville. Zach Johnson playing early tomorrow, so he'll be able to post a score and perhaps make the cut for the 10th time in 11 tries.
Is there a 10-shot rule in this?
I don't believe so.
Okay. So this is different than the Masters out there.
It changed quite a bit. I'll have to check.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. That is Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, located on the Ped Mall in Iowa City. We're going to play Race to Win a couple of times, as we still have, I think, 7 of our terrific prizes on the board. And we'll try to cut into that a little bit, and we'll do that coming up before 4 o'clock here today. Couple news and notes to get to. First of all, sad news coming out of the Journalistic Society in the state of Iowa. Guy that you know very well. Did you hire Steve?
No, actually, he was at the Gazette when I was joined the sports staff.
Very good. Steve Alsbach, who has been writing freelance for the Sioux City Journal, passed away. Former writer here in Cedar Rapids, correct? I didn't know Steve when he was in Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, he was at the Gazette, and as was Bob Hersham, whose brother Terry was the sports editor at the Sioux City Journal, and Terry hired Steve away from the Gazette many years ago. But I worked with Steve for a good period of time. He was an excellent writer. He's fun to be around. He didn't mind covering sports that nobody else wanted to. Not everybody wanted to cover wrestling. Steve embraced it. I mean, he'd cover the big football games and basketball games and whatnot, too, but he didn't mind. He covered auto racing for a while, Scott.
Yes, he did.
And not that nobody wants to cover that, don't get me wrong, but very versatile reporter, and he died at age 74 yesterday. He had had a stroke in January.
Yeah, and I had the last time I talked to Steve was at the 2018 Boys and Girls State Basketball Tournaments. He was so over there, and I got to meet him over the last handful of years anyway. Always a good guy, a lot of stories, a lot of good stories that Steve had, and he will be missed. And I know that the Sioux City Journal had a nice piece on him today, so go read that if you would like. 319-366-1600. Isaiah Moss has a home. We thought it would be very soon. We didn't think it would be as soon as last night, but as a lot of us thought, University of Arkansas, the Razorbacks, he's calling the Hogs. Suey Pig! As he will play for new coach Eric Musselman and Arkansas in the Southeastern Conference. And I think a good place for him.
He visited Arkansas and Kansas. Did not visit, I don't think, Arizona State
or Oregon.
So, yeah, Moss has selected Arkansas, and I'm sure a lot of folks will track his progress down there.
Arkansas, a team that was kind of caught up in the SEC becoming pretty much a basketball powerhouse last year as far as conferences are concerned. Former NCAA team went to, I believe, the NIT last year, lost a lot of folks. New coaching staff coming in. They got Isaiah Moss coming in. They have a 7-3 transfer coming in as well. Playing time is available. Shots are going to be available, I think, for Isaiah Moss. I think it's a perfect opportunity. And I was telling Alex this, I think, earlier on today in the sports office. I'm not shocked. He averages somewhere between 12 and 14 points a game next year. And, you know, I hope more power to Isaiah Moss if he has those numbers in him. It was interesting. I know I was listening to Rob Howe on Todd and Alex's show yesterday and going over the scenarios for Isaiah Moss. And you hope and wish the best for Isaiah. But, if things turn sour for Iowa and Isaiah does well, oh, my gosh. The floodgates are just going to open, and I agree with Rob and the guys about that. I hope it doesn't happen. I hope everybody has a good year next year.
Right or wrong, let's just cut the strings, okay? Moss is gone. Iowa has what it has. And I don't think whatever Iowa does, good or bad next year, should be traced to Moss or Cook. Or Macy Daly. I mean, these things happen. Iowa's still going to have a decent team.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 319-366-1600. State track and field, the co-ed meet underway at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. A very warm day over there as they are approaching 90 degrees at the Big Blue Oval. 2A's and 3A's are done for the day. And just some of the top performances here. Jamie Coffin of Tipton finished second in the girls' 2A shot put. She had won both the shot and the discus at the Drake Relays. Lily Meester of Mount Vernon, a 1-2-3 for Eastern Iowa as far as girls' discus in 3A. Talbot Kenny of Central DeWitt second. Lauren Upmeyer of Vinton Shelsburg third. Ellie Bachechka of Solon ends up in the eighth spot. Ava Conrad, also of Solon, ends up at the 10th spot right there. Find some more of our Eastern Iowa winners here as I peruse and go through things here. Iowa's lineman, future lineman, Noah Fenske of New Hampton, won the Class 2A shot put. Luke Stein of Iowa City, Regina, finished up in third. Spencer Daufeldt of West Liberty finished up in the fourth position there. Matt Visicel of Mount Vernon won the boys' discus in Class 3A, so it was a good Mount Vernon day. Cole Flansburg of Solon, he ended up in the seventh spot. Cooper Bechtold of Mount Vernon ended up in eighth as far as that event is concerned. And then Maisie Daufeldt of West Liberty, who is a freshman, believe. Yeah, freshman. She ended up winning the girls' long jump in Class 2A. So a pretty good feather in her cap right there. Girls' 3,000-meter run in 2A. Marie Hostetler of Mid Prairie was your winner as far as that event is concerned. Also, they didn't have a whole lot of finals today. Let's just throw that out there right now. Williamsburg girls finished second in the 4x8 relay in Class 2A. Cascade finished up in the fourth position there. Girls 4x8-meter relay, Anamosa finished up in the second spot. Boys 4x8 in Class 2A. Some of the local flavor, Northland finished up in the eighth spot with Tipton coming home in ninth. 3A, 4x8 for the boys. Sergeant Bluff Luton was the winner, but Clear Creek Amana finished third, and they set a brand new record, school record. Center Point Urbana finished up in the sixth spot as far as that goes. And let's see. Girls 400. Looked like Cassie Cox of North Cedar finished up in ninth. That would be the top area athlete there. Aaron Kirkhoff of Solon finished third in the girls 400 in 3A. Boys 400 in 2A. Evan Wolfcool of Beckman finished up in the second spot. Boys 400-meter dash in Class 3A. Blake Osborne of Benton Community finished in second. And let's see. Yes. He finished up in the second spot. So 1A's and 4A's just getting underway. They've got the second session today. So that's what we got at State Track and Field going on right now. More, many more finals tomorrow and, of course, on Saturday. 3:15. How about we play Race to Win, Mark?
Love it. Let's do it.
We need caller number 6 right now at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. We've got 7 prizes remaining, 14 squares remaining in Race to Win. We need caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. We'll take a quick break, come back with our contestant, play Race to Win with you after this.
At Trex, we know there's a place for wood in your backyard. We recommend the fire pit. But when it comes to choosing the right material for your next deck, look no further than the superior beauty and durability of the number one name in outdoor living. Trex decking delivers the look of wood without all the work and the worry. So make sure your next deck is built with Trex.
Find Trex decking at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander. Visit either location in Iowa City.
Car companies love simplifying things with acronyms like SUV. So we took everything great about the Honda CR-V and condensed it into one easy acronym. TNUSNAWRBSUVBOTYCWBAMRCS. That stands for 2019 U.S. News & World Report Best SUV Brand of the Year, complete with Bluetooth and multi-angle rearview camera. Standard. The Honda CR-V. Available to test drive today.
Hurry into your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to CentralMidwestHondaDealers.com for more details.
U.S. News & World Report, November 2018.
Get your game face on because Drive Green Demo Days are back. Come test drive the latest equipment. Attendees who register and are 18 or older will receive coupons for $500 off a 1 through 5 Series John Deere tractor, $200 off turf and utility equipment, plus savings on parts and attachments. Drive Green, don't miss it. Some conditions apply. Drive Green event dates vary by participating dealer. Please see your local participating dealer for restrictions and to learn when these offers will expire.
John Deere Drive Green Demo Days at City Tractor, May 16th through the 18th.
Back with you on the Gym Class on KGYM. By the way, before we get to Tyler North Liberty to play Race to Win here, Mark, John Daly's playing with the cart, as you know. He's got a heater in one hand. He's got a fast food container of what is allegedly diet drink.
It could be. As the base.
Not playing particularly well right now, but good to see John out there. All right, good to see our next contestant and hear from him. That's Tyler in North Liberty. He's going to play Race to Win with us here for our first of two chances for this Thursday. Tyler, how are you?
Pretty good.
Did you enjoy spring yesterday? It was great, wasn't it?
It was a nice change of pace.
It was. Now we're in the summer, so spring comes back tomorrow from what we understand. Hey, we're going to play Race to Win. We got seven great prizes remaining. I'm going to give you the numbers that you can choose from, and then you can give us your selections. So we have 1, 2, 5, 6. Let me make sure here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 30 is 8. Okay, let's try this again. 1, 2, 5, 6, 11, 12, 13, 19, 23, and then 25 through 29. So what's going to be your first
selection?
Those are available?
Those are available,
okay. Yes.
Let's go with number 2 first.
Number 2. See what's under there.
A $125 tasting party at Scooter's Coffee.
Oh, a lot of coffee. At Scooters for $125. What number will match that?
Let's go with 23.
Number 23. Let's see what we have under 23.
Two free admissions for 1 hour of fun at the Fantastic Escape.
Ah, Fantastic Escape. Another terrific prize, but not a match right there. Hey, Tyler, appreciate you playing and listening, and have a good day in North Liberty.
Thanks a lot. You guys too.
We'll play one more time before we get to 4 o'clock here on the program today. We're going to talk coming up next, I think, with Dave Kokin from Las Vegas. Barry Abrams is going to join us. Barry's next. We'll go with Barry. Barry's first. We're going to talk horse racing coming up next. Mark?
They're wrestling in the on-deck circle to get on the show.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. I thought you meant we had Mark or something ready to go.
No.
With wrestling.
He could be.
He's that excited about the schedule. We'll take a quick break, come back, and talk with Barry Abrams after this.
We've all heard the joke, why do they call it golf? The answer? All the other four-letter words were taken. Hi, Dave Austed here. We hear those words when golfers airmail the green or duck hook the ball into the water. It could be a swing thing, or it could be your clubs aren't fit for your size, swing, and ability. Custom fitting isn't just for the pros. In fact, custom fitting golf clubs will actually benefit the amateur golfer more. So take some advice from Austed's, a Golf Digest Top 100 fitter, and book an appointment to get fit today. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Before the start of the game, or once the game is over, the soundtrack for your celebration is Smart Rock on Smart FM. KGYM and Smart FM are the perfect combination for a great summer of top-of-the-line sports coverage. And Smart Rock is the perfect complement for all the action on and off the field. Sports on KGYM and Smart Rock on Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
The Golden State Warriors take Game 1 at home. Will Damian Lillard and the Trailblazers bounce back in Game 2?
tonight starting at 8 o'clock here on The Gym. 106.3 FM, 1600 AM, KGYM. We are back in The Gym Class for Thursday here on KGYM. 3:22. We've got baseball and basketball coming your way tonight. 7 o'clock, 1600 AM. Actually, all three of our frequencies starting right away at 7 o'clock. It will be game two between Golden State and Portland. And then at 8:30, 107.5 FM will break away. It's late night at the Duke's house, as it'll be the Twins and the Mariners tonight. You love those West Coast games, right?
I'll check in for a while.
We're going to check in Saturday.
One of 162. Come on.
I know. We're going to check in on Saturday with the Preakness. And to talk about that, our friend Barry Abrams, the Indigate podcast for ESPN.com, joining us here for a Thursday as we get ready for what could be the final Preakness at Pimlico in Baltimore. And what do you think, Barry, before we get to dive into the race and what happened at the Derby? Is this, in your opinion, going to be the last Preakness at Pimlico?
Boy, we go from one hot mess to another hot mess, don't we?
Yes.
Well, the Preakness is guaranteed to be at Pimlico this year and next year because the Maryland Jockey Club has said that the improvements they want to make to Laurel Racecourse, which is between Baltimore and Washington, are not done yet. So certainly the next two. But yes, the Maryland Jockey Club said they don't really want to pay the $400-plus million it would take to bring Pimlico Racecourse up to par. The racecourse is only used between 9 and 12 days a year, and they want the races run at Laurel, which is a much nicer place. But the Baltimore city officials, the city council, have said the Preakness must remain in Baltimore. And so they're basically digging in their heels. And I think what eventually will happen is it will move to Laurel, and the Baltimore city government will be paid off whatever it takes to make them go away, and they will eventually go away.
Barry, let's go back to the Derby. The owners of Maximum Security have filed a federal lawsuit to overturn the ruling that was made. What did you see in the Derby? How soon did you see it?
It was tough to see live because it happened on the turn, and that's really the least photographed spot by the NBC TV cameras. So it was hard to see. The only camera that really had it was their cherry picker camera that's midway on the turn. So I didn't see it live, but clearly once you're heard, there's an objection, and then you got that camera. It took a while for NBC to get to that camera, but once they did, it was pretty clear that Maximum Security, the horse in front, was spooked by something and veered into the path of War of Will, who, by the way, shows up in the Preakness, and you know, I don't think it was the jockey's fault. He was trying to correct Maximum Security, Luis Saez, but the horse did veer, and War of Will just about ran over the top of him, and there was really no other call to make. I mean, this sort of thing, guys, as you probably know, happens in horse racing every day.
Yeah.
Yet it just never happened in the Kentucky Derby. So people who aren't used to seeing that were a little startled by it, but it happens all the time, and you cannot let that result stand, especially in a race of that magnitude, because it tells the next jockey, hey, if Maximum Security got away with slicing and dicing NASCAR style, maybe I will too. And if safety is the number one concern in this sport, and we talked about that before the Derby vis-a-vis the deaths at Santa Anita, then you can't legislate that this is okay.
If this was and I've heard so many people also say, if this was a Thursday afternoon, you know, second race at pick wherever, this thing would have taken 2.5 minutes.
Right. And the thing is, I was blown away, guys, blown away by reading things in reputable media outlets like the USA Today, whose headline that night on their website was, "It's a black mark for the sport." What? The only black mark for the sport would have been had there been a catastrophic accident, which there certainly could have been. Other than that, no. Now, we saw it last night in the hockey game, an egregiously blown call with really very little opportunity to talk to even the head of the officials, much less the actual game officials. And it's no different from what happened in the NFC Championship game with the Saints and the Rams. I know officials don't talk. I get that. But if the head of officiating in the NHL, if the chief state steward at the Kentucky Derby, Barbara Borden, had taken questions from reporters, it would have gone a long way toward building trust and transparency, and especially in thoroughbred racing, whose image has been suffering, as you can imagine, transparency would really go a long, long way.
I don't know how many storylines you see out there for this Preakness, Barry, but I'm curious, can a female trainer for the first time win a Triple Crown race?
She's our guest on the In the Gate podcast this week.
How about that? Ripley.
And what a wonderful story. She used to be a middle school science teacher, which frankly is a much harder job than training horses.
Yes, very much.
I have a teenager. Don't even get me started. But, you know, has last six in a row, all of them in races, not the quality of those leading to the Kentucky Derby. He's got class, but this is clearly a class test for him. My guess is, his morning line was 8-1. That's about where he should be, but I think because he's a locally based horse in Maryland and the romance of the Kelly Rubley story, I think he's going to get pounded down. And I think at a lower price, I'm inclined not to take him. That doesn't mean he can't win the race, because I don't love the favorite here, Improbable. Liked him in the Derby. He was not one of the horses who got bumped, and he still flattened out. And so I'm thinking distance might be a problem for him, longer than a mile. He's good at a mile. This is longer than that. The Derby was longer than this. I'm thinking that might be a little long for him. And if you don't like the favorite, hey, why not always mind?
I would agree, and it's an interesting field. You don't have the top four, as they say, from the Kentucky Derby, but you got a huge field for the Preakness. Like you said, right now, Improbable is the favorite, but there are a lot of folks kind of nipping on his heels a little bit. I think this is maybe even more wide open than the Derby was.
Yeah, I never thought the Derby was really wide open. Of course, what none of us realized, and in all this time, gentlemen, we haven't talked about the horse that won the race.
Yeah.
Country House, understandably. But, the rain clearly helped him. We said we weren't sure how many of these horses would be helped by the rain, how many of them had ever run in the rain. Very few. Clearly, Country House was. That's fine. But on what's supposed to be a dry track here, I think you're going to get a fairer test. And I think you have a race that happened in April called the Lexington Stakes, happened at Keeneland in Lexington, Kentucky, strangely enough. The two horses coming out of that race, Owen Dale, the winner, and another Twist of Fate right behind him, I think are going to have something to say about this. I think that race is a sneaky good race. And those horses are both going to be up near the front in the early going. And I think that's where you want to be, because the jockeys all say that the turns at Pimlico are tighter than the turns at the Derby. Now, if you look at a map on computer of both of them, it doesn't look that way, but that's what the jockeys will tell you, which means you have slowing into the turn and then a sprint coming out of it. And so I think you want to be somewhat near the front, and those horses will be, and I think they're going to have a chance here.
Without a chance to win the Triple Crown, it's easy to understand why Maximum Security is not in this field. Why isn't Country House?
Country House got sick.
Okay.
Started coughing a little bit in the days after the Derby. And so Bill Mott took him out of training. There's an outside chance. It's not a major deal, obviously. It's just, people get sick and then they get better. But he had to miss a little bit of training, and this is such a tight turnaround from Derby to Preakness that he was withdrawn from that. There's a chance he could show up in the Belmont. Although Bill Mott also had Tacitus, the horse that ended up finishing third in the Derby. He said, that's my Belmont horse, and he thought so before the Derby. So I don't know whether he would run both of them again. He ran, of course, both of them in Kentucky. I don't know if he would run both of them again, but there is a chance you could see Country House in New York.
Couple horses that you like here, Barry, as we go to the Preakness on Saturday.
Well, we talked about Owendale and Another Twist of Fate. And Another Twist of Fate ran the first few races, I think three races, in Northern California on man-made dirt, synthetic dirt. And the question was, could he translate that on regular dirt? He ran pretty well out there. He won three times. He finished second on regular dirt in New Mexico in the Sunland Derby. Didn't have quite enough points to make it into the Run for the Roses. But then when he ran in the Lexington, he finished second there on regular dirt. So I think he's proven he can run on it. And so I think he and Owendale are going to have a pretty good shot. Always Mining, we said, has a chance. And, of course, you can't count out War of Will, the horse that basically took the worst of the bumping in the Kentucky Derby. Interestingly, War of Will again goes from the rail as he did in the Derby, which means he's going to have to use up some energy early to make sure the field doesn't box him in. Will he have used up too much? You can argue he had plenty in the tank when he was impeded 2 weeks ago. So I would take him seriously. And because Derby horses typically do well when they run in the Preakness, I definitely would have to consider him. And he'll be a little bit longer priced because of where he was placed after the DQ.
War of Will, could he have won the Derby if he was not impeded?
That's the question. I mean, that was the question the stewards had as well. He certainly looked like he was coming down the lane. Was that because he enjoyed running on wet track? Will he run that well? There's not really a major chance of rain on Saturday. Will he run that well on a dry track? My guess is he's going to be there at the 16th hole. I think he weakens just a little bit, but you never know. I mean, the Derby horses form typically show up well in the Preakness, even though it's a two-week turnaround.
Are you a Blues fan like Scott, Barry?
I am a diehard, and this year it was diehard New York Islanders.
Okay.
Boy, did the Blues get... They really got hosed last night, there's no doubt.
So you think it was a hand pass?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is, one of the things I was mentioning right after the Derby, since you bring that up, is not so much whether the call is blown, but like we were talking about, the process of officiating. And now with sports betting becoming more mature, certainly it's been that way in racing, you wonder, guys, is there going to be more accountability of the officials? And we saw, you know, I was mentioning how it would be nice if somebody took questions from reporters. I just think at some point we're going to reach a tipping point where the sports bettors are going to demand, with millions of dollars changing hands on a call like that, forget the teams themselves and the game itself. When you're talking about millions of dollars of legally bet money, does somebody have to answer for that?
That's a great point.
Yeah, I agree. I agree on that. Not just because it was the Blues. I agree with what you're saying out there.
But, you know, giving up a goal with 50 seconds left in regulation doesn't help either.
No, you're absolutely right. It's their own fault for getting into overtime and having
Dave Bouwmeester had a wide open net in the second period that he missed. So yeah. I always tell my son, who is a hockey player, make more plays and the rest don't matter.
Absolutely. Listen to the In the Gate podcast. It's good. Always very good. And it'll be a good one with Kelly Rubley coming up. Hey, appreciate it, Barry. Thanks. And have a good Preakness. We'll talk ahead of the Belmont.
Have a great Memorial Day, gentlemen. Thank you.
All right. We'll take a break. Come back. Have more for you after this here on KGYM.
Give your home's interior or exterior an update with a new Mastercraft door from Menards and save with 11% off everything. Menards carries exterior and interior doors to fit the style that's right for you. Choose from our huge selection of stock doors or design your door your way with our door designer. Right now, save big money with 11% off all Mastercraft doors at Menards. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
This is an ad about Twins tickets. Chris is mad about Twins tickets.
Here's where we talk about Twins tickets.
Get Twins season tickets today. With flexible plans, there's a package to fit your budget and schedule. Get the best seats at the best prices, plus 10% off food and drinks and other exclusive benefits.
That was an ad about Twins tickets. That was an ad about Twins tickets. That was an ad about Twins tickets. Here's some music.
Buy tickets at twinsbaseball.com.
3:37, we're going to talk to Dave Koken from Las Vegas here in just a moment, but first, we have your opportunity to win a $30 gift card courtesy of Brian and the entire staff over at Austed's Golf in Cedar Rapids and over by the Lindale Mall. They are the area's largest golf apparel and shoe selection, folks. They feature top brands like Titleist, Ping, Callaway, TaylorMade, and more. Caller 6, you're going to get a $30 gift card to Austed's Golf Cedar Rapids. Give us a call right now at 319-366-1600, 319-366-1600, and we'll let you know who our winner is. We'll talk to Dave Koken when we come back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available now at Advance Auto Parts.
100 years of hard work can take you far, and no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up, and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
Twins are on the West Coast for the first time this season, first of four with Seattle coming up on Thursday night. Hi, this is Corey Provis, 8:30 pregame, 9:10 start. Michael Pineda on the mound for the Twins. Hope you join us on Thursday night right here on your home for Twins baseball.
On 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Back with you on the Gym Class at 3:40. Congratulations going out to Matt in Quasqueton. Or Kwaski, as it's known, in that neck of the woods. He's going to get the $30 gift card to Austed's Golf Cedar Rapids to help out with his golf apparel, golf game. They've got club fitting, etc. over there at Austed's Golf. We'll play Race to Win coming up here in just a little bit, but we're going to bring in our friend Dave Koken from Las Vegas right now. And you can follow him on Twitter at Dave Koken, smokingkoken.com. Is the website. We are now awaiting gambling in the state of Iowa, Dave, as the governor has signed the bill, and people are looking at July 1st, perhaps, to be the day where everything kicks off. How about that?
Yeah, and from all appearances, I think you can make a case. Iowa has done the best job of getting this set up of any, really, of any state that's legalizing it now. As far as licensing fees and things like that, excellent work by the people putting this together in Iowa. And that bodes well for the people who are going to be betting.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I'm still an upset St. Louis Blues fan.
Oh, I mean, come on. I'm 66, so I've been watching sports for a while. I don't think I've ever seen a team have a luckier run in terms of getting every single official's call, including bad ones, go their way to the San Jose Sharks. I mean, that's just... the NHL is embarrassing itself here. So you're going to tell me that the goal that they're disallowed, and it was the one right call as far as replay is concerned, but it was still called wrong on the ice, and it was barely called wrong on the replay, was that offside goal by Colorado that got taken off in Game 7. Meanwhile, two absolutely horrendous calls have gone in San Jose's favor and won them two crucial games. NHL, I don't understand why they couldn't implement expand the replay right after what happened in the Vegas game. So that what happened last night would have been reviewable, and that goal would not have counted.
Yeah, that is our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, and I think you answered it for yourself. Should all goals be reviewable in the NHL? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
It's not like they're losing. The NFL does it now on every touchdown. It only takes a few seconds for the most part. But if you've got some question on it, at least there's no question that they're going to look at it and get the call right. The NHL runs it something like Bill Rogers League at times.
And with the proliferation of legal gambling, doesn't even make it more so, Dave?
That doesn't have a thing to do with it, as far as I'm concerned. Because it's not about the betting. It's about the action on the ice and getting the calls right. It's that simple. It shouldn't make any... Whether it makes a difference as far as the bet's concerned is of no consequence. Because that's not the main focus. The main focus is still the game. They got the call wrong. That game should... They'll be tied in that game.
Although they shouldn't be tied because they shouldn't have given up a goal in less than a minute to play.
but you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
And, you know, the fact is that San Jose should not have been playing past the first round because that call absolutely won the game for them against Las Vegas. That's a no-brainer.
Yeah. This to me, this series has, no matter what happened, you take away from last night, it's got 7 written all over it. Boston could be playing golf for about a week and a half and laying back, waiting for the survivor of this West if they win tonight.
Yeah, I would be shocked if the Hurricanes get one tonight, but it's really tough to read a mindset of a team down 3-0. And, you know, they threw everything at the kitchen sink, the Bruins, in the first period of Game 3 and couldn't get one past Rask. And they might be spent mentally at this point, and the Bruins are really hot. They won 6 in a row, and they're looking like the clear best team in the league at this point. And they're odds on favorites at this point. They're now less than even money.
You've got a new gig going, a new webcast. Dave, tell us about it and where people can see it, the baseball webcast.
Oh, that's with the Wager Talk people, and you can see it at wagertalk.com, and they'll have the links. I know it's on YouTube, and it's called, what is it called? First Pitch, I think it is. We run through the baseball schedule each day and give out some opinions and insight and hopefully some winners.
Interesting.
And hopefully some winners, like you said. And, baseball's been treating you good as of late.
Yeah, not today, but, you know, it's a long season, and we're going to have up days and down days, and I got on the wrong side of a first 5 play in the Phillies. Brewers really caught the error by Arcia. I think I had pushed because it would have been 3-2 in all likelihood after 5. But, you know, sometimes errors happen, and he made 2 errors in the same play, and that resulted in 2 runs eventually for the Phillies. Outside of that, everything went right for the Brewers, and Christian Yelich is not human. He's from another planet.
I see you're looking at already 2019 college football over and under win-loss projections. Anything interesting, at least in your mind right now?
No, there's no numbers up yet.
I know.
But I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be ready when the numbers come out. I wanted to get ahead of the curve this year, and I haven't finished mine yet, but I'm projecting win totals for each team. And once the numbers come out, I'll size them up and find what I think are the best values, and hopefully have some winners in that group. it could very well be I'll have 10 or 12 plays.
Dave Kokin joining us from Las Vegas here in the gym class on KGYM. I think Tiger was an 8-1 favorite going into play today. Those folks who took Brooks Koepka go are feeling very good, I think, today.
Yeah, Koepka was he got a lot of money this week, and none of it's mine, and I just feel like an idiot because I knew he was in the best form coming in. He's great in majors. And I just didn't want, you know, I like taking bigger prices in golf, so I left him off, and that's probably a costly money because unless he screws this up, he's going to win the tournament. He beat that course to death today.
And that's a tough golf course.
Oh, man. I mean, he made it look silly at times. It's like, you know, he set a course record. And, yeah, you never know. I mean, it's a tough enough course so that he can score up a couple of tough holes. That 15th hole is a monster. And anything could happen. But when we see the prices, the adjusted prices go up for tomorrow, for the rest of the weekend, there's not much favorite. A question who the big favorite is going to be.
No, you better have gotten your Brooks Koepka picks in before things got going right here. And, golf this weekend. You got the hockey continuing, and of course the NBA getting into the semifinals or the conference finals, however you want to look at it. But Milwaukee, we're headed, I think, for a Milwaukee Golden State final, which should be very interesting.
Yeah, it could well be. I think Milwaukee's still got its work cut out for them in this Toronto series. I mean, you know, the score was a bit misleading last night. Raptors just went blank in the last 3.5 minutes of the game, literally blank, and went from 2 down to losing by 8. Terrible beat for those who took the points with the Raptors. But I think that's going to be a good series and is likely to go long. The other series, probably not so much. And, you know, Golden State's going to win the thing again.
I'm waiting for Rick Barry and Bob Lanier to appear.
Maybe you can get Lou Al. You know, was he still Lou Alcindor, and he changed his name to Kareem when he played with the Bucks?
I think it was Alcindor when he was playing with the Bucks. So don't quote me on that.
Well, whatever, whichever it was. well, if the Bucks could somehow turn back the clock and get him in his prime, now you got a series with Golden State.
There you go. Hey, always appreciate it, Dave. Keep up the great work. Look forward to talking with you again next week.
Sounds good, guys. Have a great weekend.
Dave Kokin from Las Vegas joining us here on the gym class on KGYM here at 3:49. You want to give a Zach update real quick here? Do you got it?
I can
up?
Indeed. He's through 11 holes on his first round at Bethpage Black on Long Island. He's facing a 13-foot birdie putt on the third hole, a long 230-yard par 3. So Zach birdied 18, his ninth hole of the day, to get back to even on the day. He's currently tied for 15th.
So right in there. He's doing fine. Doing fine. Just keep yourself in position just in case, like Dave mentioned, if Brooks comes back to the field a little bit. And so many times you see when someone shoots a 63, 64, next day they shoot
about even
71, 72-ish. So we'll see how this plays out. If he goes back-to-back 63, 66, this thing is probably pretty much over at that point. We've got coverage of the PGA Championship coming up this weekend at 1 o'clock for you from Westwood One right here on KGYM.
Call the KGYM studio line now to play Race to Win, 366-1600.
We're going to play Race to Win for the second time here today. 7 great prizes remaining on the board. We're going to try to present one of those to caller 6 at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. We'll play Race to Win and get a preview of what's coming up with Todd and Alex when we come back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, what's that look on your face? Defeat? You want to save more money? Then start playing as a team. Bundle home and auto with Progressive. That's how you win big savings. What? You need music to get pumped? Let's do this. Hold on, I'm going to turn it up. That's too loud. Yeah, that's better.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to Sherwin-Williams.
So I can get 30% off paint?
Yes.
And 30% off stains?
You bet.
Party time!
Yeah!
Oh, party time, the color. I'd like 3 gallons in party time, please.
You got it. Ask Sherwin-Williams May 17th through June 3rd and save 30% on paints and stains with sale prices starting at $26.94. Only at your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is Brian Katrick of Westwood One. Join us all week from the 18th tower for the 101st edition of the PGA Championship. Will Tiger Woods conquer the always tough Bethpage Black course and win a second straight major and 16th overall? Or will last year's winner, Brooks Koepka, go back-to-back to match his consecutive U.S. Open crowns? Tune in to find out. The PGA Championship is right here.
The 101st PGA Championship from Bethpage Black, Saturday and Sunday at 1 on KGYM.
Race to Win.
All right, we're back with our second opportunity to play Race to Win today here on the Gym Class program. And getting ready to play is Jim from Cedar Rapids joining us here on a Thursday edition of the show. Jim, how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Excellent. Very good. All right, we got 7 great prizes remaining. I'm going to give you the numbers that we have left, and then I'll ask you for your selections. So we have 1, 2, 5, 6, 11, 12, 13, 19, 23, and then 25 through 29. Those are the numbers remaining on the board. And without any further ado, what number do you like?
Number 6.
Number 6, let's see what we have right there.
4 tickets to see Peter Frampton at the McGrath Amphitheater on July 29th.
Great show. Great show at the amphitheater. What number 13. Is going to match it?
13. Yeah.
A $125 tasting party at Scooter's Coffee.
Oh, another great prize right there, but not a match. Hey, Jim, appreciate you calling in and listening, and have a great Thursday.
Thank you, sir. You too.
All right. So,
2 more opportunities to win on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, and we can tell you
at least 2
that
more.
One prize, both numbers have been revealed on the Gym Class.
Yes.
Just not by the same person.
So there you go. We're trying to help.
Yeah.
We're helping. We're helping here.
What more can I tell you?
You can't say anymore because we cannot give away the magical numbers here. Race to Win. And some prizes remaining, not in any particular order. We mentioned the Scooter's Coffee tasting party for $15, $125 value there. Cedar Rapids River Kings package, the Twins tickets. We got the Peter Frampton tickets. Brick Alley Pub and Sports Bar, a $50 gift card. The Iowa Magic Shop, a $100 gift card. Among the prizes still remaining. We're going to get a preview of what's coming up with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here in the next minute or so.
He played 3 seasons with the Milwaukee Bucks as Lou Alcindor and 3 seasons as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. After the 1971 NBA championship, Lew Alcindor changed his name to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
And shortly thereafter, traded to
the Lakers.
The Los Angeles Lakers. And the rest is history. They went up. Milwaukee had some good years in the 80s. Who could forget those Junior Bridgman, Frank Winters,
yeah,
Paul Mokeski teams that the Bucks would throw out there with the multicolored stripes down the side of the uniforms? Those were sharp. Those were snazzy.
You know, the Bucks had Al Cinder and Oscar Robertson on the same team?
Yes, they did. For a short time.
In that championship season, yeah.
Tomorrow, we are going to have our first topic. We're going to talk some racing with Jeremiah Davis, but we're going to have our first summer topic tomorrow, and it's very apropos as Alex walks into the studios, because we are going to talk about replay, Mark, tomorrow. Where is it needed more? Where is it needed less? Your thoughts on replay. Should it be all-encompassing? Should it go away? I don't know.
Why, did something happen?
I don't know. Did something happen last night?
Well, apparently, in a Western Conference Finals game, hand passes aren't reviewable in hockey.
Not.
I didn't know that, but you find out the hard way sometimes.
Goals should be, though.
Goals are reviewable.
Goals?
For the most part.
Yes.
Offside plays are reviewable, even if they happen about 6 minutes prior to the goal being scored.
But not if the goal is set up by a hand pass.
No, not the guy swatting the puck out of midair 3 feet from the goal before the winning goal. That's not reviewable.
What else is coming up on your guys' show besides you trying to get this off your chest and like me? I didn't talk much about it because we were busy, and secondly, because I'm looking forward to game four. I got to be an optimist. Game four.
I think they'll bounce back, but we'll chat. Isaiah Moss has a landing spot at the University of Arkansas. We'll talk about that. A little dive into Fred Hoiberg's program at Nebraska. Greg Wyshynski from ESPN will join us to tackle the very subject of replays in the NHL. He is their hockey reporter.
Yeah. Good stuff. And you'll keep an eye on Zach.
And we will keep an eye on what's going on. On Long Island, is that the proper way?
I'm not a New Yorker.
Is that the proper grammar?
I think so.
On Long Island.
On Long Island. It's actually
not
on.
In Long Island. On Long
on
Island.
On Long Island. They're actually on Long Island. Very good. All right. We'll get them in game four.
I think they will. I think they will.
All right. We got game two between the Warriors and the Blazers coming up for you tonight. Golden State leading that one games to none. And then at 8:30, the Twins and the Mariners coming up tonight on 107.5 FM. As the Twins are on the West Coast now for this series, and then they'll take on the Angels starting on Monday.
Last update on Zach Johnson. He's even through 12 holes and tied for 14th place in the PGA.
All right, and the guys will keep you updated on how Zach finishes up his first round over on Long Island. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3. We're going to have our topic. We'll talk all things replay coming up tomorrow.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids.